Jen, this came up at work today. What do you call an Italian hooker?
Oh, a spicy noodle.
Prostitute. We were talking about that at work today.
Synergy. Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. Let's stick together with some high kicks. Bow, bow. All right, everybody, welcome to this episode of So Much Genergy. It's me, Jenny McKinney, and I am here with two people today, and Jeff Jones is one of them.
Jen, I am.
What are you, Sam? I am.
I know, I am. Sorry, I was excited. Yeah, Jen was shaking.
Yeah, begging. All right, and we have a fun special guest this week. So last week, if you were here, we mentioned there was no tarot, and that's because it's this week, and so we have a special guest. Jennifer Hill is here with us.
Hey, what's up?
Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome. We're super excited to have you. We've been BSing for, 12 minutes. Before the show, Jeff Jones is still traumatized from some childhood giveaways that he experienced.
I feel like I've complained about that on here before.
I've never heard that story.
No?
No. No. Okay, so we were talking about Garbage Pail Kids, which led into Garbage Patch Kids, and then Xavier Roberts, and then we were talking about toys that we loved. And don't have anymore.
Dad gave away one of my favorite toys to a random kid that stopped by our house just to see if I was home. And I was not. But Dad was like, he's not here, but do you want all this stuff? And he just gave the kid
all my
G.I. Joe toys. Pretty much. 80% of them. I had a few random ones left after that. I was defeated. I quit collecting them. I didn't start up again. It was defeated.
Yeah. Dang it.
I'm over it all.
I feel like that is equivalent to like a dollhouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be like if you had a giant doll mansion.
Yeah.
Equivalent to what I had in G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
If you had a giant doll mansion and you played with it, you used it, you didn't neglect it. It didn't just get stuff tossed on it.
He was busy, but he used it. Sick of it sitting.
And then you come home and it's gone. And you're like, what happened to my dollhouse? And Dad was like, oh, I gave it to Kara down the road. And you're like, well, who is that? He's like, I don't know. She came by looking for you. She said she knew you. I was tired of looking at it, so I gave it to her.
Yeah.
He'd be like, what the hey?
Yeah. What the actual hail? Yeah. I don't know. And then Jennifer had her stuff given away, too.
Yeah. My mom gave my He-Man stuff to some kid named Georgie.
Come on, Georgie.
You look him up on Facebook, see what he's doing with it now?
You know, I wish I did. I should show up at his house. I'm like, I want my He-Man stuff back.
Just send him a message. I just send him a message. How's it going? How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what's how you guys been feeling this week? Energy's a little bit intense. Let me know
it
how
is.
You're doing.
I'm psyched about the solar eclipse. I think we're gonna see a little bit of it here in this part of Michigan.
Yeah.
I stopped by the library and got my free solar eclipse glasses.
Sweet.
Yep. The youngest, he got a pair for the wife. Really, because she called and asked if she could borrow my weld hood. And then look, I love my wife. I do. But I also like my weld hood. You know what I mean? So it's like, what I'll do?
But you love them and they need to stay separate.
Yeah. It's just best that way. I keep one at work, one at home. You know what I mean?
They do not
boundaries.
Mix.
Then the library had a sign, stop in for your free solar eclipse glasses. And I'm like, you know what? I owe them some money. I'm going to stop on in there.
Cool.
Boom. Got them. Solar eclipse glasses.
Sweet. That's cool that they were giving them out.
Yep.
How about you, Jennifer? How are you feeling?
Mercury Gatorade, you know, like, what can I say? It's, but yeah, I am, I'm excited for the eclipse too. We got our glasses from Walmart, actually. They had a huge display when we walked in, and my oldest was with me, and she's like, we gotta get these. And I was like, all right, that's cool, sure. So we grabbed a couple pairs, and it'll be interesting to see. The last time we had one, one of our resident bats came out and was like flying around, and we're like, dude, you're so messed up right now.
Whoa. Yikes.
Oh yeah. It's like dad when the clocks get set back.
Oh my gosh.
He sets them back like a week ahead of time so he can already adapt to it before it happens.
And then he's like either an hour early to everywhere or hour late, and you're like, what the hell, man? Just be with the rest
of
the world.
I already set my clocks. And we're like, Dad, that's not till next Sunday. It's Sunday. It's the following. I did it today just so it's already done.
Yeah. Huh.
He's living in your own time zone.
Yeah.
Own Ron zone.
Super crazy. Actually, I'm super exhausted this week. I feel like that's crazy. I usually don't get tired. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, go, go, go. But this week, I feel like the life is being sucked out of me.
It's because Mercury's in retrograde?
Well, that, and I think because we're in between two eclipses. So, like, the lunar eclipse and then now the solar eclipse. So,
yeah,
I just think it's a lot.
Yeah, it's that, and that there's Kong versus Godzilla at the theaters. I think that has something to do with it. Probably a little anxious because you haven't had, I don't know if you've gone there to see it yet.
I have not.
I've been anxious all week. I've been waiting all week, and now I got to work the weekend. Doesn't look like it's going to happen then.
Oh, shoot, man.
I know what you mean as far as anxious, though.
Yeah. I can feel, too, just as a collective kind of, like, there's a shift. It seems like everybody's angry. I'm not angry, but there's a lot of angry people. I feel like if they get mad, it's super heightened, you know, like extra angry.
I haven't dealt with any too much of that this week at all.
No? Oh, that's good.
Lucky you.
Yeah. The one guy I listened to just about psychic predictions for the week, he does like a weekly thing. He mentioned... Oh, nope. I'm sorry. Wrong resource. I listened to the astrology podcast. I'm sorry. And she said, for the next 2 weeks, don't take anything personal. So whatever's happening with a lot of people, don't take it personal.
Sometimes it's just in people's personality to take things personal.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
I don't
think some lady's not going to just change that.
And be like, okay, I'm done for 2 weeks.
Yeah, she said don't take shit personal.
Yeah, so I'm not... But yeah, everything else, I'm excited, just like you guys, for the eclipse. But when this comes out, it'll be Tuesday, so hopefully, you know, you kept your looking balls safe.
Ain't the eclipse on Wednesday? Or is it Monday?
No, Monday.
It's Monday.
Oh, man, I was thinking Wednesday.
Oh, you would be on the wrong day. Shoot.
I'd just be outside staring at the sun.
Yeah, like, on Wednesday.
What's happening?
Like Brian Regan doing the sun stare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 seconds.
Yep. Oh my gosh. We listened to this one comedian. He's a clean comedian, and he's like, you ever just, when you're little, like you're just told to go outside and, you know, you come back in at dark, but your parents don't know what you're doing. So you're just out there like, hey, like, let's just stare at the sun, you know, and like.
The sun stare game.
Yeah, the sun stare game. And he's like, okay, I got 1, 2.
Ah! Like,
I tell you, the stuff that we used to get away with as kids.
Oh my gosh.
And the fact that you could just make up games anywhere on the fly.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, out of anything. If we were just hanging out at a clothing store and all we had was like one rubber ball between us, that's all we needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a quarter. If you had a quarter, you found a washer on the ground or something, you just roll around the store to one another and just...
Yeah. Or all of a sudden just make rules. Like, I'm the oldest, so I'm going to sit in the front. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, crap rule. Because who tries to change the rules of shotgun? If you call shotgun, you get shotgun. Age has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I just remember I was glad when you got your license, because then I got the front.
That's fine.
Now.
All right, Jeffy, you want to take a short commercial break?
Yeah, we can.
And when we come back, we'll talk to Jennifer about tarot. Jennifer, do you say tarot or tarot?
Or tarot.
I say tarot. Yes, tarot. No, I say tarot.
Tarot. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
You say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Yeah, that's normal too.
Oh, she's also from New Jersey, so
Oh.
living here in Tennessee. Yeah.
I was gonna try to combine their accents. I've got nothing. I almost just short circuited. Almost come out as Boston.
Oh gosh, don't give me that accent.
What the hell? Park the car.
I know.
But that was Boston. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we say like water, you know. That's a big one.
Water? Yeah. You say water? Water. What do you dry off with?
A towel.
Tall?
No, it's a towel.
Hey, hand me that towel.
Do you say crayon or crayon?
Crayon.
Crayon?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
really?
Not crayon, like C-R-A-N?
In Michigan, we just take out like a whole bunch of letters and make it our own word.
We do. There's too many letters in most words. There's just too many letters.
Yeah. And it was very confusing in phonics class because when they're like, okay, sound the word out. And I'm like, but there's a straight up Y in there. And we're just running C-R-A-N. That's how we're saying it.
Yeah.
And they're like, crayons. We don't say it that way. Well, why do we spell it that way? That's how it's spelled. Okay. All right, Jeffy, you want to take a short commercial break and then we'll come back with Jennifer and Tarot.
Sure. Every year, over 10 million bags of chips and pretzels go stale. This is a tragedy of epic proportions. Our specialists have been working around the clock and our top secret workshops have finally done it. The chip clip. A clip that is so technologically advanced that it can extend not only the life of your chips, but of your enjoyment also. The chip clip was ergonomically designed that it's crafted with non-slip grip, silent spring, and notched to perfection to always grip and extend the life of those chips. So before we allow staleness to win the fight, let's clip it in the bud. Chip clip. It's the wave of the future.
Why don't we have resealable bags yet on these things? I
don't get that, and it makes me sick when it comes to cereal.
Yes.
How hard is that? You can sell me a box of 80 bags, and all they do is Ziploc. But you can't just put that atop of a cereal box, especially with the amount you're charging for some cereal.
Especially with the amount of air you're putting in there.
Right. I buy a big-ass box of Reese's Puffs. I don't like that I have to eat the whole thing within 2 days because it's going to go stale. Even if I roll the bag up, put it down in there. That's why I come up with that. That's why we got the chip clip. That's why.
Yeah.
The problem is the chip clip. We don't have enough of them. I hate having to move it from the cereal to the pretzels to this.
It's too much.
Holds my curtains back.
Yep. Putting in your hair.
Keeping my towel on.
Your towel. I hear you. All right, Jennifer, let's talk about tarot. Yeah, why don't you tell us, if you can tell us a little bit about it. So like kindergarten level, what is it? How do you do it? What's going on?
For me, it's just an extension of our abilities. The cards are pretty to look at. They all have a meaning, but essentially it is what your guides or your higher self is coming through you, and they're coming out through the cards. There's oracle cards and there's tarot cards. So tarot cards have more of a definite definition or a meaning to the cards. And oracle, they have a meaning, but they're open to interpretation.
I have a deck of cards that basically just has like a one word answer on it. So it would be like clarity or yes, no, you know, more information or whatever, but there's just one word with a picture. So that would be associated more of an oracle card.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen those now that you're saying that right there. Now that with the single word on them.
Yeah. Or even just a small inspirational, that would be more oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. And then how do you, so if you're saying this is an extension of you, this is more of just a resource, right, to get the information out? So you would this be, you have cards that you can pick from that already have a meaning, and then you're going to pick these cards and it'll have a meaning specific to, are you putting out an intention, do you ask a question, or how would that work? What is the tool for?
So, I mean, the cards can be used in a ton of different ways. I use my tarot deck when I'm going to do a reading for myself. So if I'm going to do like a full moon reading or a new moon reading, I'll use my tarot deck. And I'll just kind of, you know, I'll ask 3 or 4 questions. You know, what's the energy of the moon? What's my medicine that I need? And I go through and I'll pick a card for each question. The oracle cards I use every morning. And I shuffle the deck and I'm like, what's my message that I need to know for today? Or what do I need to focus on? And then I pull a card. So it all depends upon, I mean, if you need a yes or no question, you know, if you need that answer, you can use them for a ton of different things.
Okay. I love that too. And there's all types of cards that I've seen, you know, for sale, everything from like kids decks, you know, and kids are so open and receptive, which is so great. That's how I actually found those, the one word cards, because we had almost like a kids deck that we would pull cards from, you know, either in the morning or at night if we were just talking and, oh, well, what if we pulled a card just to see what the deck thought, you know?
Yeah. I love pulling cards, especially if I'm stuck on something or there's something stagnant that I need help moving. You know, I'll pull cards and I'll read what the message is. And it almost tells a story. It's almost like putting the pieces to the puzzle back into place. Even though the cards may have a, you know, a little answer on it, I always go to the book. I mean, I think there's like 72 cards in a deck. And I can't remember. I have a ton of decks. I am a hoarder of Oracle and Tarot. I'm like, oh, that's pretty. I like that one.
Yeah.
So I love to use all sorts of decks, depending upon kind of where I'm at. You know, I'll switch decks around. But I like to use the book too. And I know some people are like, oh, don't use the book. With my Oracle deck, I don't really need the book because it's, you know, there's just a short little, you know, question or not question, but a couple words on the card.
How many cards are in an Oracle deck?
50 to 72, depending upon, you know, who makes them.
Okay. And the same amount in a Tarot deck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the Tarot deck, do you feel, so looking at the book and it's giving information, do you find that the information in the book is exactly as it is, or does the card kind of play into the question that you're asking? Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. So the card plays into whatever question that I ask, and then I'll go to the book and I'll read what it says, and I'll take out what resonates. Sometimes, like, if the card, I'm like, I don't know what the hell this means, you know, I'll ask for a clarity card because I'm like, all right, I don't know. And I'll go through the deck again and I'll pull another card just to get clarity on that card.
Okay. So from some of the different teachings that I've seen and the experience that I've had with different readers, they have shared, oh, okay, this one's upside down and it means opposite, or it doesn't apply. What's your experience or if you training or however you consider it with an upside down card?
Great question. So you ask 10 different people, you're going to get 10 different answers. Me personally, now this is just the way that I practice.
Yeah.
But I don't read the reverse card. I'll read it like it's upright. Most of the time, the reverse are sort of bad news, and I don't always want to give that news. sometimes I will, though. If I look at a card and I'm like, oh shit, okay, here's your reading.
Yeah.
But even when they're upright, they can still give the right message to the person, or even to myself when I'm reading for myself. So I don't normally do the reverse. It's just a lot more to remember. And honestly, it'll play into whatever other cards that you pull in the deck.
Gotcha. Jeffy, did you have any questions from what you were, I don't want to say investigating, but like your experience that you were checking into with this?
No, I like I said, I'd read a few tarot card books and they were just, it read like stereo instructions to me. So then I even went simpler and I got like Tarot for Dummies, The Idiot's Guide to Tarot, and things like that. And I found that it seemed like when I would do kind of like what Jennifer had said, I just would could think of a question, draw a card. I'd have to look up what the card meant. It seemed like a number of cards had similar meanings. And that's where I got, I don't want to say confusing, but kind of like, well, this was just a lot like this one. Like the, and it was hard to figure out how does that, to me, as far as how does that translate to what my question was. Do you always have to ask a question when doing a tarot, like when pulling cards?
Not necessarily, but you should. So the way that I look at the cards is you're giving them a job to do. So it's almost like a border collie, you know? the cards have a job, and that job is to help you find your clarity, find the answers that you need. And there are a lot of cards in the deck that will have very similar meanings. Okay. And it's usually because if we pull one card and it says something, how many of us are going to sit there and say, well, I don't know, I need a little bit more clarity, or I need another sign. So then you pull another card, and that card has a very similar meaning to the first card, you know? So it just, some of us need a knock on the head before we get the answer.
All right. So then how can you tell us how the different ways that you can use the cards? Like you were saying, use some in the morning or some for in the evening.
Yeah, so I use my Oracle deck in the morning. I'll pull cards before I journal and I meditate. And I just, you know, ask a simple question, you know, whether it's, what do I need to know for today? What should I focus on? Or how's the energy going to be? And I'll shuffle them, I'll spread them out, and then I just intuitively pick a card. And that's the card that I'll read. And then I'll go and I'll journal and I'll meditate. And at the end of the day, I actually will go back to that card and try to replay my day to see how that played out. Some days I'm like, okay, that did happen. So I use my Oracle deck for that because it's a quick, it's an easy, you know, upfront answer. But my tarot deck I pull out when I'm doing like a full moon reading or a new moon reading. Or if I'm doing like one of my like turn of the wheel holidays, I'll do a reading for that. And that's usually like a 4 or 5 card pull that I'll do.
Okay. Is there ever a time that you would just do a 1 card pull with tarot, or no? Is it always more than one?
I will. I work with one deck. Right now I am. I've kind of fallen in love with this one deck. So that's the Oracle deck that I use. And some days I'm like, I just need a little clarity on this, you know, give me a yes or no. And I'll shuffle till it feels right. And most of the time a card will just fly out of the deck. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's it. And I'll read that and that's the answer that I need.
So with a tarot, I guess I would call it a spread, right? Is it, that's what it's called when you're doing like a reading in a certain order or the way the cards are placed or, do you have a, is there a minimum and a maximum kind of card amount that you pull? Because I know that, I mean, I've seen some crazy elaborate where they like put a card in the middle, then they put a card to the left and the right, and then up at the top and like all these certain
eventually
directions.
It forms like a clock or sometimes.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I don't even know. And then it's crazy to me that the reader will know how every card is pertaining to my life. And because it's associated to another card, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I try and stick with, you know, 4 or 5 cards when I'm doing a reading. I just don't want to overload somebody, because when you shuffle out 20 cards, you're spewing all this information. And do you think the person's going to remember what that first card meant? You know?
Right.
So I try and keep it simple.
Do you have a specific way that you shuffle the deck?
I do. My Oracle deck, I kind of break into two and I shuffle them, and then I do the same thing with my tarot, but then I ask a question and I'll just hold them in my hands and I'll shuffle them, and usually a card will kind of pop out. You know, I'll pull one card, I'm like, okay, that's the next one, and then I ask another question, and I'll move on and I'll shuffle again.
Okay. Do you have to be psychic, do you think, to use tarot? Or is that more of an ability that somebody could just learn?
Yeah, I mean, I have been using tarot since I was a teenager. I don't think you necessarily have to be psychic to use them, because like I said before, it's just an extension of you. Like, I call on my higher self and my guides to work with me when I do this, and anybody can shuffle cards, pull a card, and read a card, you know.
See, that's how I felt, and that's why I thought it was something I could learn. I was hoping you'd say you have to be psychic to learn it, and I just wasn't psychic, so I wasn't learning it. I just have a hell of a time learning it. All right, what's this? What's the best way for somebody to get into learning tarot? What's the best way for somebody, day one, they're like, I hear this podcast, it makes me want to do tarot. I'm going to start it tomorrow. What would they do?
So go to the store, like Books a Million, your local metaphysical shop, and look at all the decks. Find the one that speaks to you. I started with a traditional Rider-Waite or tarot deck, and I did not work well with that deck. It was just very hard for me to really get into the cards, and over the years I have found the decks that I like to work with.
Are they still Rider-Waite?
Yeah, that's the like traditional oracle deck. That's what most, well, I don't want to say most, but you know, when you go to a reader, that's usually what you see. But yeah, just go to the store and look at all the decks and see which one speaks to you.
I've also heard that your first deck of tarot cards should be gifted to you. Have you guys ever heard that?
I have. I bought my first deck. So
I actually had my first deck was actually gifted to me too.
That's awesome.
Well, I think too, just like Jennifer's saying, if you go to the store, I feel like the cards need to speak to you. You know, so if somebody gifts them to you, that might happen. What happened to you, Jeffy, is like, it might be one that they don't connect with, and it might be harder to read, and they might not understand it. You know what I mean? It might be a little bit harder to understand because it's not in alignment with them.
I gotcha.
So do you want to pull a card? Do you want to do a card read here?
Yeah, I can pull a card for you guys.
Okay.
So what should we ask? What should be the question?
I don't know. What would be a collective?
How is the energy from the eclipse going to affect us? Or is that too...
No, that's good. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that'll be good, because then when this comes out on Tuesday, it'll have already happened, and then we'll know what we're in for. Oh, while you're shuffling, I do have another question. If somebody touches your cards, and like, let's say you're at a reading and you have them shuffle to put their energy into the card, how do you cleanse your cards?
I usually use like sacred smoke. I am a huge fan of using cedar, just because it's in my own backyard.
Okay.
Or pine. Those two I love to use. So if I'm doing a reading for somebody and then I have somebody else after that, I'll cleanse the cards in between, just to get that person's energy out. I mean, you can put it on a selenite plate, you can, you know, sit them on a thing of salt, however you like to cleanse.
Okay.
Wave them around in the sky, whatever, you know.
Maybe don't put them in the shower with you. This is probably not a good way to cleanse.
I did forget that when you go and get a reading that they sometimes have you shuffle the deck. And how to cleanse them after.
And I mean, all that is just you're incorporating your energy into the cards. So the reader's energy is already there. You know, it's just bringing more of your energy in so they can focus on whatever the question is that you had asked them.
Yeah.
All right. So we pulled... This is the Wild Hunt. So this is the Tower card.
Whoa! What's shooting out of that?
I think it's a sword going through it.
Yeah, so that is like horses. Gods on horses.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
That looked like the hilt of a sword. Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So in the tarot deck, the tower card or the death card, you know, that gets pulled and people automatically think, oh my God, this is horrible. That is not the case. So this just means things need to crumble so other things could come in. Things need to be pushed out of the way, buried, let go of, so new Hunted. Possibilities, yeah, and new opportunities could come in. So this is not a card, you know, that we should fear. This is actually, I love pulling this card. When I pulled this card, I was like, oh, okay, new energy's coming in.
Yeah.
So, this is actually a good card.
New energy.
Even though it looks bad.
Yeah, and I think too, this, just to add on that, just like the feeling that I'm getting too, is that when things crumble, that can also include relationships, friendships, you know, jobs. There's it encompasses all of it. So if you find that, you know, you're, say, on the fence about something, you're definitely going to get pushed in one way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's old beliefs, old versions of you.
Yeah.
Old energy, stagnant energy. Yeah. It means a lot of different things.
Yeah. Woo. That's pretty cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. There's definitely a shift that's, I mean, I don't know about you, but I could feel it. Like, we're in this, like, void almost between the two eclipses.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, we're building up, and it's almost like we're at the top of the roller coaster, you know, before we dive down into the excitement.
Nice. Jeffy, would you say that do you feel energy? Can you, like, when things start to happen, can you kind of like sense that, or like,
I don't believe so.
No.
Nope. And I feel like it's even, I don't know. I feel like I lack empathy at times. Does that make sense? Like, I'm so far from reading people's energy that I'm past that to whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Like, what would the opposite of an empath be?
D-path?
Non-path?
I don't know. I'm not saying I'm the opposite of that, but I feel like I've worked with so many different breeds of people in the skill trades that, like, I just act like me. And like, you know what I'm saying? That makes sense?
Yeah. But that's I guess that's such an awesome space to be in, because then you can be yourself and you're not affected by everybody else's energy.
Yeah, you know? I think that's what I mean. It's like, because I work with a lot of guys that are assholes. I work with a lot of guys that are downers, depressed. Yeah. All they do is complain. I work with, on the flip side, I do work with guys who are usually always in good mood. We act up. We're goofy. I love working with them guys.
Yeah.
But I'm always this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that's the only way I get through my day-to-day job.
Yeah.
You know, it's because that's, I would be miserable if I was, took on every emotion that I'm, when we're working together and you're down and depressed, if I was down, because I have done that in the beginning of when I was younger. You know, you work with a guy who just shows up in a shitty mood, he's bitching about the company and the job we got to go do, and you start thinking like, F this, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then you're like, after a while, you're like, man, this guy's really fucking up my good mood I was in. I'm like,
yeah,
no, screw this. And then you just realize eventually, over years and 20 some odd years of doing it, you're just like, oh well.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's in a shit mood. You know, what are you going to do? I'm just always, but people, on the flip side, I think people like working with me because I'm always in a good mood.
Right.
I'm always ready to work, and I'm not over serious. I'm not like over serious about anything.
Yeah.
But I still get a lot of shit done, you know?
Right.
It's like you have your own protective bubble around you at all times, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've just been too miserable working with depressed people, and you're like, you know what I mean? Eventually it wears on you.
Yeah.
You realize, like, you know what? I don't have to be depressed just because he is. He hates his life. I don't hate mine. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, but this is just a shitty day I just had because of him. You know? But then you realize the next day, if you're in a better mood, even if his mood isn't going to change because that's just how that guy is, it still doesn't change your mood.
When I go out and I do a lot of, like, what I call peopling, that night when I take my shower, I'm like, I am sleuthing off all the energy that's not mine. It goes down the drain, and I instantly feel it draining from my body. I mean, there's times throughout the day if I'm out and all of a sudden I'll get angry or, you know, depressed or whatever, and I'm like, this is not my energy. This isn't mine. I don't want this. And I'll, you know, put my bubble back around me. I'm like, okay, I have to deal with people. But yeah, every night when I take my shower, I do my, this isn't my energy. It goes down the drain. And I instantly feel better. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I love that you shared that too, because I think a lot of listeners, you know, if they are sensitive, they might not know how to deal with that, especially when the energy is intense right now. You know, anything to help. Because we've even talked on here about like how to cut cords. And it's so funny too, because a lot of times, like at the end of the day, I have a timer set before the end of the day, and I just cut it all off so that, you know, like when I go make dinner and stuff, I don't bring all that with me. Or plus, people start sucking the energy from you. You know, there's a lot of energy vampires out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that something you can practice and learn?
How to like, be one?
Uh-huh. Hilarious just to show up to work and just keep sucking everybody's energy and then just leave and go to my job and do the jobs we're doing.
And yeah. Everybody... And then everyone's like, zombies.
I know, but I like, meanwhile, like if I could harvest that.
Power up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would.
But that's pretty intense, you know. And I think too, a lot of people, they all you have to do is ask, you know, ask yourself, is this mine? You know, like a lot of times your unconscious mind or your intuition, or you'll get an answer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're an empath, you're going to get the answer. And I feel like too, I don't know, I'm just sharing my thoughts, but I feel like energy is left out, you know, like, let's say I scream at somebody in the store. I feel like that energy is left right in that space. And then when somebody walks through it, they can pick up that energy of me screaming at somebody else and not even know it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden they're angry and they want to yell at somebody and have no idea why. And it's only because you only walked through, like, it's almost like crop dusting energetically. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say that too.
Energetic crop dust. That's terrible. Yeah. But I feel like that happens a lot, you know?
Yeah. It's almost like residual environmental energy. Yeah. Yes. It just hangs around. And that's why it's always good to, you know, if you have a fight with somebody or whatever, just smudge the area, you know, get rid of that energy and ground yourself.
Jeff Jones smudges probably. He doesn't waft his smudge though. He's it's a direct inhale.
Hey, that is a form of smudging yourself, so you're fine.
Yeah,
I smudge nightly.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, so you're getting rid of the energy.
My garage is very clean.
Yeah, there's nothing getting in there. Very boundary up.
You asshole.
That's just another form of sacred smoke.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, if somebody wanted to find you to get in contact, are you doing readings? And what else are you doing? And where can they find you?
So I do women's wisdom circles. Currently, I'm doing them online. I am hoping by the summertime to start up in-person ones again. I was teaching some witchy classes at a local women's center or community center here in Johnson City, Shakti in the Mountains. But you can find me on Instagram. I am under Sweetwater Cottage Witch, and that is my handle on there. And you can request a reading. I do house cleansings. I'm just kind of like a Jill of all trades.
What was that again?
Sweetwater Cottage Witch.
Sweetwater Cottage Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
So make sure people have time to write that down.
Yeah. And we'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Excellent.
Too. Awesome. Well, thanks for being here, Jennifer. Thanks for the reading. I'm excited to see like what happens with the energy. And then really, I'm excited to make sure that all of us have our looking balls after this eclipse.
Yeah. Thanks for making me not look ridiculous or feel ridiculous about my questions. Well, these are all questions I've had that you can't just ask a book. You don't get a straight answer. I know. Give it to me straight. I could take it.
Right. Hey, they were all good questions.
Yeah. And I think it's awesome, too, that even though you might not have some certain abilities, Jeffy, that you still are open to all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people aren't. And they just think it's all woo-woo. And
everybody reads different, you know? You can go to 10 different readers and they're going to read cards totally different. So find what works for you. You know, this is your craft, your wisdom. This is your ability. So, you know, if you want to throw all the cards up in the air and let them fall and then pick a card off the floor, awesome. Do it that way. Whatever works.
I might do that.
You should do that, Jeffy. You'd just be like, hey, what'd you do this morning? Well, before I went and got coffee, I played 72 card pickup.
That or I keep flipping them out of hat, whichever one lands in the hat.
Woo! Yeah, you can just like snap them.
I think you found your way of reading the cards.
I do not have time to be picking up 72 cards in the morning.
Leave them there for the next day.
All right. Well, good to see you, Jeffy. Grab your chip clip. Get your tarot cards. Check out Oracle decks.
I do want to look into Oracle decks. I like the sound of that. I'm going to check those out. And I know the place where I go in Romeo has them for sure. I've seen them there and I glanced at them, but I didn't. I was like, I'm not even good at tarot. I can't even get into this. I feel like I had to do tarot before I could even tap into those decks. But now I feel like I'm gonna check those decks out. See what Oracle.
Well, check them out too, and then we'll talk about it again to see how it's going and if it's aligning with the question or intention that you're putting out there. And we'll do a little experiment.
Yeah, I'll have a deck before we record again.
Yeah, just don't play with it.
Play with my deck.
Stupid. All right, everybody, go be awesome. Don't be a deck, but get one, right? Yeah.
Right.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Sweetwater Cottage Witch.
That's Instagram. It. Thanks for having me.
Instagram.